Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information. Well, hello, and welcome to Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dusty. And if you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. Gaze at the National Parks is the podcast that features one hiking trail in one national park, one park at a time.
And welcome to
Season 6.
Of our show. That's right. We're officially in our 6 geese a-laying season of the show.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that very much.
Last season was our 5 golden rings.
That's season. Right. Mm-hmm. I like that we're in 6 geese a-laying because mm-hmm. also season 7 is 7 swans a-swimming. So mm-hmm. we're just living
in your bird
birds.
Life. I mean, that most of that song is bird like.
I mean,
Birdaholics
Anonymous.
Partridge
in a pear tree, turtle doves. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it is. It's mm-hmm. true. Uh-huh. It's true.
4 French hens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's 3 French hens.
Oh.
4 calling birds.
Ah! Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite things from this past season of the show?
This past season? Oh, I liked the surprise of the places that are full of sand being also full of marsh.
Mm-hmm.
The surprise yeah. of that. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. And also some of the wonderful, lovely people we got to meet and chat with.
Like, absolutely.
And interview.
Yeah,
I think. And I'm very excited about the interviews we have coming up this season.
Oh, yeah. I think our interviewees last season were just wonderful. And we have a lot of good interviews slated through this season. So that is something I'm definitely excited for and was excited about last season. It's the human factor.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, sitting here today while recording this toward the end of August, mm-hmm. which it will launch in the middle of September.
So about a month from now.
Right. But even as of
actually,
now.
Literally a month from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even as of now, we have quite a few episodes already in the can, all ready to go.
Because we're girls with a purpose.
Well, right. We calendar out everything. Yeah. Like mm-hmm.
Beyond
I'm going to say
it.
Like we're like Taylor Swift in that way. We
sure.
like we're foreseeing things way ahead of time mm-hmm. and we're dropping in the clues. Mm-hmm. And part of that's what this episode is all about, really, is just to finally reveal.
All right, I'm shouting.
This is a clue reference. Uh-huh. Just note the clue references, everybody, because we make them all the time. Mm-hmm. They show up again this season.
They do.
Mm-hmm. In a very, very special way.
They
so
do.
See if you can find them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if this is your first time joining us, our first episode of each of our seasons is called a trail map. This is what we call our trailer for the season. Rather yep. than a trailer, it's a trail map.
Mm-hmm.
It's our guide to what parks our new season will feature. And while we could obviously just tell you what parks we're going to feature, that would be no fun. That takes out all of the fun of making this episode a game.
That's right. And since Dusty wrote the trail map episode for season 5, the torch has been passed this year as I present you with trivia, which will help you to discover our 6 parks of season 6.
And now I am passing the torch to my dark sister. Now, there have been times where even despite our extensive planning during the end of our previous season and over the summer hiatus, where one of the parks ends up getting left out of the calendar for one reason or another. But this year, we do have a very tight schedule with highlights from each of these parks. So I guess what we're saying is, like, we are actually covering these
committed
6 parks.
To 6.
We are.
Mm-hmm. One hint I can give you off the bat, and Dusty already knows this, is that one of these parks in this season is a second time around park, meaning we have produced episodes on this park before, but we have since had some newer experiences to add to the mix.
And we've done this before.
Yeah.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. We have, yes. We have, yeah. And there's a ton to experience in this park for revisiting. Okay. So, Mike, do you want to explain the game?
Yep. Since this is our trail map episode, I really wanted to drill into maps in general, as we use them all the time in our travels. So when we think about any map, there's a lot to consider as far as what's on it. In fact, there's a helpful acronym that can help you to remember the parts of a map that we're going to use today to help us get our six parks.
I'm pointing to the corner of the map, and Gia Gunn is saying, this is a place for legends.
Mm-hmm. That acronym is Dogtails. Ooh. So that's our acronym to help us figure out
Dogtails.
Dogtails to help us figure out the things you might find on any given map.
Okay, great.
Just hold your horses. So using this as a starting point, I wrote a poem to help you guess the different parts of the acronym.
The poem.
Mm-hmm.
The poem.
Mm-hmm.
He liked the poem. Mm-hmm. Billy Prince is asking me to the prom.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I have to say I'm the most popular girl in school, and Billy Prince is asking me to the prom.
Mm-hmm.
Does he notice me? Does he hear my heart screaming mm-hmm. his name?
Mm-hmm.
His voice is so mellifluous. If I could get just one kiss. And that was my Drew Barrymore impression, everybody.
Thank you.
From
Never Been Kissed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So the way this works is that every line starts with the first letter of the acronym. So for example, the first line starts with the D for the D in Dogtails. I'm going to read the poem out first, and then I'll go back through it so you can one by one kind of figure out what the parts of a map are.
Got it.
Sound good?
Okay, great.
Don't hesitate when appointments come. Check your calendar, you silly bum. Or when it comes to know where you face, the sun can help you find your place. Guard well the X's and the Y's on the field. The closer you are to coordinates they yield. Scout distances by inches along your trails, extrapolating them when all else fails. A name by any other would smell as sweet. At the top of this guide, it will be replete. And to know whose name your lips should curse, check the publisher's information on side reverse. In a pinch to discover where certain things lie, and B, discover this list from A to Y and Z. Still cursing names beyond compare? Perhaps you will find the NPS, USGS, and BLM there. And there you have our Dogtails poem, which may help you from where others roam, or stray, or wander, or meander too deep, beyond the edges of the map they keep, in their possession that they hold, all information just foretold.
Okay, so we went full Taylor Swift here with you today, girl. Okay, and now we're gonna decode your lyrics.
That's right.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun.
That was
poetry.
Impressive. I'm very excited.
All right, so let's take it line by line.
Line
to
by
start.
Line. I'm ready.
So the D. Don't hesitate when appointments come. Check your calendar, you silly bum. What might the D refer to?
I'm thinking date.
That's correct.
Because a calendar would have a date. Because things change.
That's right.
Okay.
The O. Or when it comes to know where you face, the sun can help you find your place.
I'm going to say orientation.
That's correct.
Oh, look at me go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Clue writing.
Clue writing.
All right. The G. Guard well the X's and Y's on the field, the closer you are to the coordinates they yield.
I'm going
to
say a grid.
That's correct.
Oh, my God. Okay. Your clue writing is nailing it.
Are you
well
living
done.
For
I'm
this?
I'm living.
Rhyming. Okay. Clue writing. Scout distances, the S. Scout distances by inches.
I'm sorry, is it dog's tails? You said dog tails and then you said S.
Oh.
Is it dog sails?
It's dog's tail. Sorry.
Oh, it's dog's tails.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
I actually don't have the L in here as a clue.
I was listening and following, and then I was like, oh,
like, what's the L?
Where did we go now? Okay, great. So in the poem, it's dog's tails. Okay, that's fine.
And now I'm
that's
like,
fine.
Shoot, what's the L? Because I didn't copy that down in the answers. Anyway, okay.
Okay,
great.
We're going to, when we get to the L, we're going to just invent it right here to add to
all
our
right.
beautiful poem.
I actually have a good answer for that. So
dog's tails.
Yeah. Scout distances by inches along your trails, extrapolating them when all else fails.
Oh, it's scale.
That's correct.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Oh my God, did I really do this? Oh, okay. This one actually doesn't start with, this line doesn't start with the first letter of the T, but a name by any other would smell as sweet. At the top of this guide, it will be replete.
We're going to use the T at the end of sweet for this.
Sure.
Okay, great. Territory? Title.
That's correct.
Okay. Like the title of the map. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And then the A.
Okay.
And to know whose name your lips should curse, check for publisher's information on side reverse.
Authors.
That's correct.
Okay.
The I. In a pinch to discover where certain things lie, and B, discover this list from A to Y and Z.
What is index?
That's correct. The L, I'm going to say, stands for latitude and longitude.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I missed it. But yeah.
And it can be about where you lie east to west versus where you lie north to south.
That's
coordinates.
Right. Yep.
These and, coordinates. And then what is longitude and latitude?
They're the last S. Still cursing names beyond compare. Perhaps you'll find the NPS, USGS, and BLM there.
Okay, so it isn't publisher.
Starts with an S.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But it feels like the answer is in the world of something like the publisher, whoever commissioned the map. That's what that sounds
like. What do we do
like
at the
me.
End of all of our episodes?
A sign-off? Credits?
With things we may have researched.
Oh, sources.
Sources.
Ah, there we go.
Great. And there you have our Dogtails poem, which
Did
may
you
help
you. Come up with Dogtails as like as an acronym?
No, apparently it's out there in the world.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Dogtails.
Dogtails.
Dog or
Dogtails.
If we were in New since we're in New Jersey, yeah. Dogtails.
Yeah. So that's part one of our trail map. So now...
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, let's chat our game, our actual game. Now, you very much know each of the parks that are
I
a part
do,
of our season six.
Because I'm part of the mastermind here.
And while this game is very much a reveal for our listeners, it's also a reveal for you.
Okay,
so
great.
So each of the parks that we discuss this season within this game are going to use clues from five categories of trivia. Using inspiration from our Dogtails acronym, you can find information...
I'm sorry, Dogtails.
Dogtails. You can find information on each park in the following categories: date, orientation, scale, title, and index. And you'll
Got
be getting
it.
Five clues. Even if you think you know the park, just wait
I'll
until,
wait
the,
until
end.
The end.
So
sure.
The end is the last question is what the park. So
Got it.
Essentially.
Okay,
great. All right, so here's our first park for season six. It may not be the first in chronological order, but because you would know that and that would be silly.
That would be silly.
All right. This national park was established in 1921, the same year this white supremacist Harris massacre took place. Also referred to as the Black Wall Street Massacre, it's often not talked about in history classrooms, and many people's first exposure to this event was through the television show Watchmen.
Oh, this was... It was in Oklahoma. It's at Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. There
what
you
is,
go.
What is the Tulsa Massacre?
The Tulsa Race Massacre. All right. For the next question. The closest major line of latitude to this national park is 34 degrees north. In the original London Company charter for this large Commonwealth colony of the New World, this was the southernmost border.
Of the park?
No, so park and this are totally separate things.
Mm-hmm.
The closest major line of latitude is 34 degrees north. When the London Company charter for this separate thing, this large Commonwealth in the New World, this was its most southern border. So the closest major line of latitude to this national park is 34 degrees north, the
right.
park that we're actually talking about.
Right.
However, this line of latitude, when the original London Company charter came through, let me try to phrase this correctly.
This is where I'm getting lost.
Okay. Yeah. So in colonial times,
yeah.
the London Company charter for this large Commonwealth colony, the 34 degree line north was its southernmost border. What is the colony that I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted
Sorry.
Me to like
no.
try and find something that was in line with
no.
London.
No.
What is Virginia?
That's correct. Commonwealth, very large.
And that line, I mm-hmm. guess, is still like thing that chops off mm-hmm. the bottom mm-hmm. part of Virginia.
Next question. At 5,550 acres, this national park is about 10 times smaller than this capital city of Louisiana, also known as the Pelican State.
What is Baton Rouge?
That's correct. Next question. Author Shirley Abbott, who was born in this national park, used it for the backdrop of one of her books, which sounds like a mashup of Part of What I Went to School For and the way that you describe, you and I describe my superior memory. But if I was a female.
Oh, what is the printmaker's daughter?
You're close. It's the bookmaker's
daughter.
Oh, the
bookmaker's daughter.
So you're close. You were there. All right. And the last question. In the index of this park, you would find the following. The Buck Stop, the Grand Promenade, the Goat Rock Trail, Superior Brewing, and the West Mountain Trail.
What is Hot Springs National Park?
That's correct. Look at you. Founded in 1921 or established in 1921, the most major line of latitude that's closest to it is 34 degrees north. It's 5,550 acres. There was a book called The Bookmaker's Daughter that was written. This author was, you know, and those are some things that you can find within the park. So Hot Springs National Park was a park that we actually visited in November of 2022. So it's a more recent park that we've been able to get to. Yeah.
There we go.
Great. So does this make sense now how this is going?
Oh, it does. Okay, it makes sense.
All right, next park. This national park was established in 1903, the same year that Cuba leased this famous and largest harbor on the southern part of the island, home to a U.S. naval base and detention center.
Oh, it's what is the name of the harbor in Cuba?
Right, which also is the same name as the naval center, naval base and detention center.
I don't know.
What is Guantanamo Bay?
Guantanamo Bay.
Got it. Can't talk.
Okay.
All right. Next question. The closest major line of latitude to this national park is 43 degrees north. While this latitude line passes just north of Crater Lake National Park, it is most famously the dividing line of latitude between these two plain states. This is a two-part answer. One is a twin, while the other has a capital named after the assassinated president who saved the Union.
What is Nebraska and South Dakota?
That's correct.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. What's the capital of South Dakota? I don't know, but you have a superior
Hold on.
Is it Pierre?
That's my guess. Pierre.
Because North Dakota's Bismarck. I think it's Pierre.
It's Pierre.
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. At 124 square miles in total, this national park is closest in size to this, the largest city in Missouri. Seated on the western edge of its boundary with this name, it feels as though it should be one state over to the left.
What is St. Louis? Mm-hmm. Are you asking me to name a city?
I am. The largest city in Missouri. With this name, it feels like it should be one state over to the left.
Oh, what is Kansas City?
That's correct.
I thought, like, I know you said left, and Kentucky is to the right, and Louisville is a city in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and which is why I thought I was like, maybe he just said left and meant right.
Ah, I got you.
Because of St. Louis and Louisville.
Gotcha. All right, next question. This film, part of which was filmed nearby to this national park in a smaller but prestigious state park, is essentially a glorified tale of Manifest Destiny. Searching for the title, an alternate way to say it could be How the Direction the Sun Sets In Was Secured.
What is How the West Was Won?
Right. Do you know what? Well, I could ask you that question at the end. Here's the last question. In the index of this park, you would find the following. Beaver Creek Bridge, Cold Brook Canyon Trail, Fairgrounds, Garden of Eden, and Natural Entrance.
What is Mammoth Cave? No. What is...
But you're half right.
What is Wind Cave there National you go. Park?
That's right. Do you know what smaller state park that film was filmed in that's prestigious and nearby that we were going to go to but didn't?
Oh, was it Jewel Cave?
Mm-mm. State park.
Oh, it was... What is Custer?
That's correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have not seen How the West Was Won.
Neither have I.
However, I have seen How the West Was Fun.
Oh.
Starring the Olsen twins.
Oh.
Shout out to anybody else who saw that. Please let us know in the comments if you did.
Wind Cave was a park that we visited on our big road trip in 2021 when we were in the Dakotas. We also got a chance to go to Badlands, which you heard all about last season. So this is the second part of that caving journey.
That's right.
That we were able to take there.
Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year, and so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about, we're marking them up, and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them, and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our Moon Travel Guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use Moon Travel Guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
All right, next park. This national park was established in 1944, the same year that the codename Operation Overlord was launched on the beaches of Normandy, more commonly known as this day.
What is D-Day?
That's correct.
It's also what we call my birthday. Everyone, it's D-Day.
Take that as you will. All right, next question. The closest major line of latitude to this national park is 29 degrees north. This line of latitude passes through this peninsula in Egypt. The mountain in which Moses received the Ten Commandments from shares the same name.
What is Sinai?
That's correct. Next question. This national park is 1,251 square miles, which is about half the size of this mountain state, which contains our newest national park.
What is West Virginia?
Can you believe that? That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
All right. Next question.
As in, this national park is technically larger than all of West Virginia.
It's half the size of West Virginia.
Half, that's what yeah, I mean. Yeah. Half the size yeah. of West Virginia. That's mm-hmm. wild.
The three burials of Melquiades Estrada, starring Julio Cesar Cedillo, Tommy Lee Jones, Barry Pepper, and January Jones, was almost exclusively shot in this national park. The movie references the work of this author, whose books All the Pretty Horses and No Country for Old Men were turned into films and were also partially shot in this park.
I do not know the author of
those
books.
He also wrote The Road. Does that help you?
I know all of those books.
Oh, okay.
I cannot think of his name.
His name is Cormac McCarthy.
Great. Okay. I see it now, yeah. but I did yeah. not. I
and the last question, although I think you might already have a guess here. Mm-hmm. In the index of this park, you would find the following. Cattail Falls, Emery Peak, Lower Burro Mesa Poroff, Panther Junction Visitor Center, South Rim Trail.
What is Mammoth Cave?
No.
No?
No.
You said that, I thought we were on the same wavelength and we were no, not
no.
at all. What is Shenandoah?
No.
Oh, Emery Peak?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what is Big Bend?
That's right.
That's it. There we go. I got there. Big Bend is half the size of West Virginia.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow. I have no idea why I keep saying Mammoth Cave and Shenandoah. I have no idea. Those are coming out of nowhere.
Big Bend was a park that we got to visit this spring, and it was incredible. I was surprised to hear that it was half the size of West Virginia. I feel like I need to double check that fact check, but it's out there now in our podcast.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. But Big Bend, everybody. Talk about a sleeper park. Oh, God, my
what a
God.
Special place.
Good Lord.
I would go back there in a second.
Yes.
Not in the summer, though.
No. All right, our next park. This national park was established in 1932, the same year this famed female pilot completed her first solo flight across the Atlantic.
Who is Jennifer Convertible?
Yeah.
Who is Amelia Earhart?
That's correct. Next question. The closest major line of latitude running near this national park is the 38th North Parallel. This line famously divides this Asian peninsula, separating it into two countries, one communist and one democratic.
What is North and South Korea?
That's correct. Next question. This national park is about the size of this North Carolina city, home to the Hornets of the NBA.
What is Raleigh? Mm-mm. Okay, what is... You said North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. It's also a female name.
What is Charlotte?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Charlotte. Next question. A follow-up to an earlier film where Jim Carrey is granted the powers of God, this film, shot in the national park in question, stars Steve Carell, who is asked to build an ark.
What is Evan Almighty?
That's right. Okay. Last question. In the index of this park, you would find the following. Bear Fence Mountain... Dark Hollow Falls, Jones Run, Old Rag, Skyline Drive.
What is Congaree National Park? What is Shenandoah?
There we go. We got
National
there.
Park.
That's right. We've had some other experiences in Shenandoah since we produced episodes on Shenandoah all the way back in season 2, I think.
You can find our episodes on Shenandoah. They are episodes 29, which is about the Old Rag Mountain Trail. Mm-hmm. Episode 30, which is White Oak Canyon Trail. Oh my God, dude, this trail is so great. Episode 31, which is the Stony Man Trail. And episode 32, which is the Little Devil's Stairs.
Yes.
Which almost killed us both.
Yeah. Yeah. And those were two different trips.
Yeah. And then we went to Ruby Tuesdays.
That's right. And so we have since been back, and we will actually likely return at some point this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's plenty of things to talk about Shenandoah.
That's true.
It's a long park, so there's lots of space that we haven't covered. All right, let's move on to our second to last national park from this season. This national park sits closest to the 37th north line of latitude, which is also the furthest north that you can see the second brightest star in the night sky, Canopus, dwarfed only in brightness by this dog star.
What is the North Star? What is Polaris? Is Polaris not the North Star?
Polaris is the North Star, but it's not that.
It's not the brightest?
It's also a satellite radio.
What is Sirius?
Yes.
That's the brightest star in the sky?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought it was the North Star. So it looks like, yes, Sirius A is the brightest star in the sky, according to our friends at NASA.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many.
We do. Bunch of nerds. That's a 30 Rock quote.
It is. It is.
I appreciate you, NASA. Next question. This national park is about 82 square miles in size, just a little smaller than this West Coast Space Needle City.
What is Seattle?
That's correct. Next question. Author Elizabeth Mitchell writes about Stephen Bishop, African-American slave who became known around the world for his knowledge of this national park in this book, with a title that sounds like a mix of a Jules Verne adventure to the core of the earth and how I might describe my stomach after a long hike when no limits are known.
What is Journey to the Center of Hunger?
Journey to the... So if my stomach had no limits, it would be... I might describe it as this.
A pit?
But what type of pit?
I don't know.
What if I wasn't wearing pants? I'd be what?
Journey to the center of the bottomless pit?
Journey to the bottomless pit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Great. And lastly, in the index of this park, you would find the following. Gothic Avenue, Grand History, Great Onyx, River Styx, Violet City.
And this is what is Mammoth Cave.
That's correct. Yes. Mammoth Cave was a park that we also got to experience on our large road trip in the summer of 2021.
Very special.
It, spoiler alert, will be the first park of this season.
Yeah. Get ready, y'all.
Get ready.
It's caves.
Because Mammoth Cave was our girl who got left off last season.
She did.
She was left on the shore as the boat just pulled mm-hmm. away.
We did not have time. It turned out.
Other things turned up that we needed
to
attend to. It's
true. And yeah. also, you know, it's funny. Sometimes we are out there and we're hiking our little tails off and we're experiencing everything that we possibly can because we are those kinds of gals. We love to pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking notes feverishly as we're experiencing stuff. When we get to prepping for the episodes, we're like, actually, no, this section would be served better by having its own episode
yeah.
versus being included in this other episode. So we end up sometimes with either more or fewer episodes yeah. than we anticipated.
Yep.
And then that affects the entire calendar.
Yep. It's
so
true.
Anytime there is an episode shift, it's like, oh God, do we have enough time?
Mm-hmm. It's like calculus has to happen.
It's true. Yeah. And we have to like literally go back to the drawing board to mm-hmm. put everything in.
Yep.
So yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited that Mammoth Cave will be starting off our season.
Yes, me too.
Mammoth Cave is a tremendous place.
Yes, it is. And our last park, which I know you know, but the trivia is there and nobody at home knows.
Let's do it.
So let's do it.
I'm forgetting right now entirely at this point. So great.
Great. This national park was established in 2018, which also saw this political party retake the House and, among other things, launch their first impeachment vote against the president. I need the political party.
In 2018.
That retook the House.
What is the Democrats?
That's correct. Yeah.
That's right.
And thank God for them.
That's right. I was like, he's not asking me to speak the name of that other political party.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Mm-mm. I will certainly say the term Republican. But,
yeah, yeah.
But no.
Not Voldemort's name.
But not Voldemort's name.
Mm-hmm. He's got as many... he's got as many indictments as Horcruxes at this point.
Apparently. He's gonna
have to racking them up.
split himself into pieces mm-hmm. in order to serve all of them.
Yep, it's true. Next question. This national park sits on a major riparian thoroughfare, which also happens to be the state line. Driving northeast from this park on Highway 70, you have a direct route to this, the largest city in Indiana.
What is Indianapolis?
That's correct. Next question. This national park is only 91 acres in size. By comparison, this impressive capital complex, which sounds like you could get some Auntie Anne's after shopping at Old Navy, is only about 60 acres bigger.
What is the National Mall?
That's correct. This next question. This prequel to Silence of the Lambs finds part of its setting in this city the national park lies within. A city you mentioned earlier.
What is Red Dragon?
Yes, exactly.
And wait, am I...
You're correct. No. I threw it off. Sorry. I wanted the name of the prequel. All
Got
right,
it.
And the last
Got
question,
it.
But I think you can kind of piece it all together. Now, in the index of this park, you would find the following. The Captain's Return, the Eads Bridge, Dred and Harriet Scott Statue, the Old Courthouse, and the North Pond.
What is the Gateway... Arch.
That's correct.
National park.
That's correct. It is our smallest national park and definitely
and
one
not
that's,
without contention oh, from mm-hmm. folks.
Not without contention from
a
folks.
A lot of people have a lot of
feelings. There are feelings about this park. So
it's true.
It is also a park that we got to see on our 2021 road trip. And that actually, like, this season will wrap up all of those parks that we saw, which is kind of wild because that was a big old trip. But yeah.
It's true.
And that's our season six.
Season six, gals.
We are so excited to bring you yet another season of podcasting across America.
That's right.
And through the national parks and our love of them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And if you are... hearing us talk about how mastermindy we are, we already have season seven scheduled.
It's scheduled out.
So yeah. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
This is how we
the trajectory.
We've got it already.
It's
so
true.
So yeah.
So tune
many
in.
Many things to look forward to.
Yeah. Stay tuned, girls.
This has been the Season 6 Trail Map by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. To find out more about the parks visited on the show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com, and that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written by Dave Seaman and performed by Dave Seaman, Mariella Klinger, and Sean Sklios. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.